It's the radio segment that just got plastic surgery to look like a famous celebrity.
Oh, ooh, my goodness. Which one?
So if you see someone walking around with Olivia Wilde's elbows,
oh,
you know who just went under the knife.
Sexy.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other soup loops just don't. This first laser story is out of Cape Town, South Africa. At the local police station, a jail guard named Kaya Frederick was given a prisoner to lock up.
Mm-hmm.
He was a known fugitive, and Kaya was told to not risk anything with this man.
Okay. Oh.
So he put him behind bars and then got some coffee and began filling out paperwork. 10 minutes later, when he went to check on the guy, surprisingly, the prisoner was gone.
Ah! How?
To like turn the key.
No, he'd picked the lock or something like that.
Wow.
The door to the jail was wide open and security cameras confirmed it. He just walked out.
Whoa.
So Kaya and another man who was in charge knew that they were going to be in trouble for this.
Yeah.
And that's when they got to work to fix the situation. But instead of trying to track down the escapee, they went the easier route and just arrested someone walking by the station and put him in jail.
Just a random dude?
Yep, they arrested an innocent man to replace the missing inmate.
This is awful. Now they should be locked up.
Oh, yeah.
And the poor guy had no idea what was happening.
Can you imagine?
And the police officers completely ignored his pleas that he'd done nothing wrong.
They're like, your name's Kaya. Just, will you just go with it?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
Please, yeah.
He spent the night behind bars until a detective arrived in the morning and realized when checking the case file that the officers had switched suspects after their man escaped.
Good thing someone noticed.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a mugshot. This isn't a well-thought-out plan.
No.
I just hate how every criminal's like, I didn't do it. So now honest, innocent people can't
yeah,
say that.
Right. Yeah.
What do you do? You're like, I did do it. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, criminals, just be more honest.
Come on.
Exactly, Jeffrey.
Both guards were arrested and charged with kidnapping and fraud.
Oh, ouch.
Good.
And they just confessed to everything in court.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
Obviously not learning from the criminals.
What if you got locked up with the original guy?
Oh, my God.
That's a turn of events, isn't it?
This next laser story is out of New Hampshire. A pricey overnight camp for kids had to embarrassingly contact all the parents recently when they realized they couldn't quite live up to expectations.
Uh-oh.
The $3,400 two-week stay had to abruptly close after only 6 days.
Oh, man.
I hope you get a full refund for that.
That's a lot.
The director simply told the parents they had faced, quote, summer of challenges.
Oh.
But what went on was a little bit more than that. First, there was a food supply problem, and some kids said they had to share bunless hot dogs with each other.
Can't nobody got time for that.
What?
I swear to God. I went to a camp once, and you had to cook your own meal over the open fire, and we ended up just eating mac and cheese every day because they didn't order the food right.
Wow.
So I feel this.
After that, things unraveled pretty quickly. Other problems included a camper who attacked both the staff and other children. There were dirty dishes provided at mealtime and reports of several children vomiting and being quarantined.
Okay.
I would not pay for this. Nope.
The camp says it wasn't entirely their fault, though. A broken dishwasher in the kitchen meant the dirty dishes were given to kids at mealtime by accident.
You just wash it by hand.
Yeah.
And the cook who served mostly raw meatballs to the kids was, in fact, fired.
It was Smokey the Bear, okay? He doesn't have to cook things.
What is going on?
And then there's just the one kid that's like, this tastes like my mom's.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the camp director wrote to the families, quote, upon reflection, we know that camp is only good for the kids if we can ensure their health and safety.
Yeah.
That's why as soon as we finish our closing down, we'll begin preparing for next summer.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's excited about that.
Coming back.
Like, that shouldn't have been a reflection. It should have been like thought of before.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This next laser story is out of San Francisco. The city by the bay is looking to replace their public trash cans throughout the city. They currently have three models in contention, which solve one big problem. They're harder for people to break into, rummage through, and leave a mess.
All I smell is poop.
Which is an issue, but apparently cost is not an issue. Because the prototypes of the models they've designed cost $20,000 each.
A trash can.
That's right. Every trash can will cost $20,000.
It's not really worth it.
What the heck?
is San Francisco rolling in? Like, share the wealth, man.
There's more than 3,000 of them throughout the city.
What?
So if you do the math, that's more than $60 million.
Oh my God. 60 million.
Insane. For the record, the city notes that while the prototypes will cost up to 20 grand, when they have them mass produced, the price should come down, hopefully, to just under 17 grand.
It's funny, I'd be like, they're literally throwing away money, but that would cost them more money because they're filling up the diamond garbage cans.
They're gold-plated.
Oh, yeah.
The trash cans, they are high-tech trash cans. There's a sensor inside which will notify city workers when the trash cans are almost full. And they can tell if more than one person is inside.
Yeah.
Well, at least it has the sensor for people inside.
Yeah.
So
why more than one person? How about just one person inside? The sensor goes off. That would be good to know.
What does it like? Give you a blanket?
Yeah.
You hit a button.
Just one person.
Nice.
This next laser story is out of competition headquarters.
Ooh, Brooke loves it here. Mm-hmm.
The Tokyo Summer Olympics are finally happening.
Yay!
And I know there aren't many of us who are chomping at the bit to see badminton, kayaking, and field hockey, handball. You know.
I mean, it's cool.
But you're not going to tune in to watch.
I don't even know some of those were events, yeah.
Where do you watch that? They don't even think they put that on TV, do they?
I don't think so.
They do.
But if you haven't heard, there's four new sports this year. Karate, rock climbing, surfing, and skateboarding.
Dude, sweet sports, too. I mean, so exciting.
So a new poll asked people which other sports should be added to the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one pick was lacrosse with 12% of the vote.
Oh, yeah. Lacrosse is so fun to watch.
Bowling is a close second with 11%, followed by American football at 9%. Well, the surprise of them all was that 2% of the people really want Quidditch from Harry Potter to be in the Olympics.
Let's try some jetpacks on those guys.
Do they know it's a fictional sport?
I don't think so.
I know we've talked about it before, that there's a real-life version where you use brooms and run around instead of flying, so I guess maybe they're thinking of that. But others that got votes included sumo wrestling, tug-of-war, and the card game Bridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting that older demo.
The octogenarians participating in the poll. What would you guys want to see if you had the choice?
Stripping.
Strippers
battle it out from each country.
I would tell you, that stuff is athletic.
I was asking a sport for him.
Probably also stripping.
Yeah. Maybe a turtle tug of war with a single lettuce leaf.
Oh.
Or tortoise sumo.
Oh, that would be cute.
It's not a sport. That's just his go-to move in the bedroom.
Oh.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.